Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Wednesday. Almost time for Christmas. You know what that means? It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. All right, ladies, lights, camera, action. You're on.
Hi, everybody. You're driving home at 6:07. You're probably saying, what is Hollywood Connections all about? This is a super exciting show. And Yvonne Madison, my co-host, is here. Say hi.
Hi.
Yes. And we have Ellen here, a surprise guest.
Hello.
And our top reporter, Alexia.
Hello, everyone. And happy holidays.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You're almost there.
Almost there. I know. And if you go to hollywoodconnections.biz, you can actually see what we're all about. We have reporters on the red carpet. Actually, in a few minutes, we have a casting director ladies calling in from Orlando that was just doing a casting for Disney. It was $1,000 it paid.
Oh,
and
wow.
Families. And then we have another, Ellen, you have an agent calling in as well.
Ty Thiel from LittleAngelsNation.com.
And he's from Baltimore area?
That's correct.
Ooh, it's going to be a fun time here. And in the meantime, Peter, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing? Hope I didn't make you guys deaf with that intro, but I try to make it as loud as possible to wake you guys up and wake everybody up out there. It's Hollywood Connections time on Wednesday from 6 to 8 on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I agree. Well, you know, before we start, do we have any callers? How are we doing so far? We're good?
We're doing fine. We're quiet right now.
Okay. So we're just waiting for our one caller to call in. I'm going to check on her in a second. So let's go to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer for a minute.
My favorite.
Well, I know, Peter. It's her favorite.
And I did a dance. For a dance recital when I was like 5 years old to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Madeline sang it on the Christmas episode last year of Madeline Mommy Show.
So,
I love it.
So we're going to call the agent here and make sure that she has the call-in number.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited because there's a lot happening. We were just at the Christmas parade, Ellen.
Yay. That was a lot of fun.
Largo, old-fashioned Christmas
Saturday
parade.
Over in Largo, Florida.
That's right. Well, we'll be right back. Enjoy my co-host's favorite song.
Yes.
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
All right. Well, I was trying to make phone calls and trying to get a hold of everybody because they're probably in different time zones. And so we're going to actually have Ty call in just a second and talk about his agency. You ladies were just rocking and rolling in here.
Oh, yes.
we were singing the Rudolph.
Yeah, yes, but listen, but the reason why I like that is because I used to teach early childhood development, and sometimes children wouldn't let other children join in and play.
Right, and it's actually about bullying.
Yes, it's like bullying.
Exactly. And that's why we had it on the Madeline and Mommy show, because it sends out a good message about that.
And even though you're different, everybody's not the same. You still have qualities.
Yeah, and you might have those qualities for a special reason.
Yes, like guiding his sled tonight.
And God made people different so they stand out, because it's not, I mean, instead of being all the same routine, be different.
Like a rainbow.
Right.
That's true. Or a garden, like a garden.
I love that analogy. Yes. Also, too, is since we're waiting for our call-ins, hey, if anybody, what's the secret of eBay? Does anybody know?
I know a secret.
Okay, here, take the mic.
Okay, my secret is, it depends on which one you're talking about, but my secret is if you're trying to find a product that you have in mind, and it's very specific, instead of looking, typing it in and finding the first one you see that's probably like $30, scroll down a few pages, take your time, put that one in your cart, but keep looking for the same thing, because you'll find the same thing just worded differently that's half the price of that, and you just add it into your cart, then delete out the cart. That's what I do.
I think what she's trying to find out is, how do you win a bid?
I don't bid.
Yeah, because I was bidding. I was bidding.
That's where the problem is.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to bid.
Okay, anybody out there that knows the secret, because I was bidding something for my husband.
I think it's rigged.
No, it's rigged. Seriously, it was a night vision for him, you know, because we have a sailboat, and I wanted him to have something in the night, and it was a great deal.
Okay,
I know.
What happened?
And here's what happened. I was bidding, and then somebody was playing with me all afternoon, like, you know, back and forth all day. And then at the end, within 3-minute countdown, it was then all of a sudden they bid a little higher, then I bid a little higher, and then the last 34 seconds they bid again and they beat me out.
Aww. Of course they did.
Oh, there is a time to it?
Yeah, there's a time limit on it.
It expires after like so many hours.
Yeah.
Some people are professional at it.
Yeah.
They just do that all day long. They just sit there and bid.
Oh, my God. So if you know the secret how to win a bid, call us at 727-441-3000.
Or if you have any bidding stories, like you want to share it.
Had to get that off my list here anyways.
That's the stressful meaning of Christmas.
There we go. Yes, yeah. eBay, right? Peter, do you ever order off of eBay or Amazon?
Amazon, yes. eBay, no.
No?
No.
Why not? Why one or the other?
I don't know. I've never done eBay before.
eBay's great.
You know what I like about eBay? You can bid on it, or if you buy it, you get a preferred payment plan. Maybe because I order so much. Mm-hmm. And then you don't have to pay for it like for 13 days later.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess. Maybe I'll try it.
Anyways. Okay, so we have Ellen here. And Ellen, tell us.
Hello.
About, and Yvonne, talk to her about her event.
Yes.
Thanks for having me on again, guys.
Welcome back.
We've been having a lot of fun together, haven't we?
We have.
Yes.
And we did what? Indian Rocks Beach Christmas Parade?
We did the Indian Rocks Beach thing.
That was fabulous.
And then we did the soap.
Oh, soap this with the
soap this. And I just saw some photos pop up today off of that fan page.
Oh, okay. Tell everybody who was there.
Oh.
She got to meet.
Who you get
Darnell.
To meet?
Darnell.
Yeah, Darnell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hi, Darnell.
And tell everybody who he is. From General Hospital.
He's one of the doctors on General Hospital.
But tall guy.
Yeah, you got a really cute picture with him.
I did.
Yeah, you must have a really good
camera.
We
did a selfie and...
She knows how to do selfies.
I did. I did a selfie. And so we had an amazing day there. And then we just did another parade last weekend, the Largo Old Fashioned Christmas Parade.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that was a lot of fun. I brought the kids from the Madeline and Mommy show along, and we all had a great time.
Yeah, and now you have a big event coming up in February.
We do. It's Mads Fashion 2017, and it's being held in Kissimmee, Florida, again at the Flamingo Water Park Resort. Yeah, and the hotel is offering, with a promo code of St. Jude's, to book your hotel room for just $55 a night, which includes 4 water park passes per room per night. It's a great deal. And then this is to help benefit St. Jude's Children's Cancer Research Hospital and raise awareness for healthier choices for a hungry child.
That's awesome.
That's wonderful.
And what happened at the last event? So what to expect when you're there?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, we had an amazing time. It was such a good turnout. We had a lot of models. We had hairbenders there doing the hair and makeup. We had Joy Genese. We had Ashley Nicole. We had Pretty Image. We had Blake G. We had almost 100 models.
Oh, wonderful.
We had 7 designers, and we've grown since then. Actually, we have over 100 models. We have 11 designers this time. And the entertainment will include Ashley Nicole again, Joy Genese. We've picked up a couple few new entertainers.
Oh, yes. I sent you a gal that was one of our title holders before. Now, she used to sing on cruises.
That's correct. And she works over at
I think SeaWorld.
Yeah. What's her name?
Nylas?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She'll be performing. And then also we've got a few people coming over that have been here on the show just recently. Josh Noltz,
right?
Who's actually the producer and the director of Sleepwalkers, which Madeline and I are both extras in that part, thanks to Thaddeus.
Yes, yes. And actually, he was on this show a couple weeks ago, the film director.
Yep, that's right. Things. And then we also have the two that were just in here last weekend. One of them is an artist.
Right.
What is his name?
Oh, that is Wyatt.
Yeah.
Wyatt Garland.
Yeah, Wyatt. And then the young lady that's also, she's a superhero.
Oh, she's amazing. Yes. Oh, by the way, superheroes, before we go to our next caller, our first caller, can you hand me that over there real quick? I want to show everybody what this is.
Oh, yeah, about the cruise.
Oh, my God. So you know what's coming up, everybody? It's called fan2c.com. And if you see this big poster that I'm holding up, and you're driving, you can't see it because you have to go home and watch us online. But yeah, it's fan2c.com. And to book a reservation is 800-376-2504. But if you go online and you put in Hollywood 1, you're going to see all these stars. Now, do you ever watch Stranger Things, anybody?
I've heard of it.
Your microphone.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've heard of it, and my friend is a big fan of it.
Okay, how about The Walking Dead?
Interviewed some of the stars in The Walking Dead.
Yeah, we know Tim Proctor. Yes. Remember?
Yes. I haven't seen him on. What series is he on yet?
Oh, he's been in several, and he's in this current series also, but he's been in like 5.
Okay, because I'm on the first series now. I'm in the very beginning on Netflix.
Okay, I don't think he's in. He doesn't come in until later on, but he's one of the Walker stalkers.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. And then you can see here they have Frank Miller. Frank Miller, Dark Knight panel. And these are all the people that are going to be on the cruise, plus the Guardians of the Galaxy panel. And these are celebrities.
That's a big Marvel movie, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Now, where's that at? Where do you find that?
Guardians of the Galaxy, it's a Marvel movie that came out, I think, last year. And it's going to have a sequel, 2017. It has Chris Pratt in it. And it's a team of... Galaxy fighters, and it's pretty big. I'm not too big on like the sci-fi, but I've heard about it, and it's a great hit. It looks really good, and but the new one's coming out. It has Vin Diesel voicing it, so.
Okay. Well, it's on Royal Caribbean, so if anybody wants to go, it's FAN2C.com. So me and my husband are taking our honeymoon, actually, on here, and we're going to be, and, you know, he's dressing up. We got our costumes.
You got them?
Well, I found, here we go back to eBay, right?
Okay.
Flight attendant Pan Am look. Because I used to be one.
Yes.
Yeah. And then he's going to be Captain Steubing.
Oh, that's
and we
nice.
Got to get the little bars. And then, you know, and so people will think he's on the cruise and they're going to ask him a ton of questions.
Oh, good, good. That's so, going to be fun.
I know. So we want to thank everybody over there at the Fan2C. And you get 15% off if you put it in there. So that's cool. So what about the Walking Dead TV show do you like, Alexia?
I think it's a great show because I like zombies. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we're big zombie fans, too. You know?
Okay.
And since I know Tim Proctor personally, of course, I've got to be a big fan.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I did the Fan Fest back in Orlando. I can't remember when I did it, but it was for a charity event for the Pulse nightclub shooting. So they were raising money for the Fan Fest Walker Stalker convention. I interviewed and met a bunch of the Walking Dead stars.
Wow.
Half of the panel of celebrities that were there, I got the chance to interview them. So, yeah, I made a... It was a lot of fun interviewing the stars of Walking Dead. It was really cool.
Nice. Okay. So if anybody has a question for any of these people that will be on the cruise, these celebrities, let me know, and we'll get that on camera as well. Peter, who's on the line with us?
We got a Ty on the line.
Okay. Ellen, do you want to
Hi, Ty. How are you?
Introduce him to us. Ellen?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We finally talk. I'm good, Ty. This is Ty Thiel from LittleAngelsNation.com.
Yes, yes.
Welcome. I've been excited all day to talk to you. We are actually signed with you guys, right? Madeline is. Yep. And so, Dawn, you want to ask
questions? Hi, Ty. My co-host and I are here. You're in the Baltimore area, is that correct?
Yes, we're out of the Baltimore area, yeah.
And tell us, I looked at your website, and what is impressive with me is, you know, I had to ask some questions, you know, as a talk show host, and you answered them all correctly, and so you win the nice, awesome modeling agency of the year.
Yay!
So what impressed me was what the agents that you were looking for. Tell us about your agency, and you don't have a fee. You give it, you know, take out a percentage, and that's why I know that it's a good agency as well. Tell us more about your agency.
Sure. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Yes, the Little Angels Nation, we started back in 2010. That's when I pretty much formulated it. It was actually with me and my son. His name is Little Ty, Ty Jael. At the time, he was between 11 and 12 years old, and I had taken him to this park in the Hamilton, New Jersey area. And we wanted to, I was talking to him about, you know, what would he do to give back to little kids and things like that. You know, he was, at the time, he was really into, you know, animals and things like that. So he wanted to build a park that, you know, kids could go to that was more like a animal sanctuary, you know, so that they could see the natural wildlife in the area, you know, for Hamilton and the Trenton area in New Jersey. So it kind of stemmed from that. We were looking for ways to do some funding and maybe start a park in the area. You know, I was doing photography and I kind of got into it through that. You know, it was going to be something that we could, you know, create a park. We never got the park, but yeah, but we started the Little Angels and, you know, he was the brainchild behind that. And, you know, I still owe him. So, you know, I pretty much owe him my life for it. But, you know, we're moving forward and we're looking for great talent. The agency itself, you know, as you said, Dawn, we don't take a registration fee. Everything is done through a contract. You know, all of our models are non-exclusive. We do, however, have some exclusive talent. You know, we're now starting to get into that. And, but, you know, when it comes to the non-exclusive talent, there is no fee. We take all the kids that come in and, you know, we promote them, we market them. We even share them with other agencies and, you know,
me the green light to go forward with them because honestly, I've been in this business for 45 years. I was a child model myself and I'm helping my daughter, you know, to fulfill her dreams. And I tell you, we have just been through it with different agencies and things like that. And I refuse to pay for something that I don't need. And, you know, these companies, a lot of them are scamming people. And if you know anything about this business at all, there's no need to change hands with money until the model or the actor or actress books the job. And then they take a percentage, which is absolutely 100% legit.
But can I tell you, Ty and Yvonne and Ellen, why I started the show for Hollywood Connections? Because I saw so many horror stories. You know, people would spend thousands of dollars to go pay for classes or they go here. And tell me, trust me, I've worked for all of them.
And get nothing out of it.
You know what? That's true. And then they don't know they pay more money and more money. So I came up with, let's get film directors, producers, agents, casting directors on this show, helping people get connected.
Right.
And, you know, the main thing is it's who you know and who knows you as well to get in the door, mm-hmm. You know, and sending your photos. But, like, here's an example, Ty. Now, how would they register with you? Let me go through that first series. Do they go to your website? How does that work? And if they're out of state, how does that work?
Sure. We take no registrations through our website. We want everyone to have a one-on-one conversation with us, basically. You know, the best way is through email. They contact us, or even through Facebook. We get a lot of people through Facebook. Mm-hmm. But the initial contact, whether they're through email, Facebook, or, you know, word of mouth, they contact us, and a lot of the parents, they give us a call.
I called and I spoke to someone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could I ask a question? Is this for children, this agency only?
Yes.
What's the ages?
The ages are from 15 and under, but we do have an adult side that is 16 and over.
Okay.
You know? So,
basically, it's 15 and under.
Right, for mm-hmm. little angels. Yes, okay. 15 and under.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, through whatever means of contact they get in touch with us, you know, we then have a personal conversation. We find out, you know, what the parents are about. What they're looking for their children. And, you know, we go forward from there. At that point, my partner, Brittany Carter, she would most likely send them a contract. And we begin the process of sending their kids out to casting directors.
Yes, and Brittany's just a lovely lady, too, by the way.
She is. Yeah, she's a godsend for, you know, what I've been trying to create and for what the Little Angels Nation stand for. She's so dedicated. We were just having a conversation. I was asleep. I had to crash and get some rest. But, you know, we stay up until the wee hours of the night. We get up early. And
that's
we don't
how this
stop
business it. Is. Because you never know when something's going to come in. So
if a parent wants to get involved with you, how would they get in contact with you, Mr. Ty?
They can contact us at Angels Nation Booking. @gmail.com. They can also go to our website, which is littleangelsnation.com. That's angels with a Z. And they can contact us that way and come straight in. You know, the first thing they're going to do is they'll be able to submit their child to us with, you know, with photos, contact information, a little bit about their child, no matter how old they are. And, you know, we contact them back and we set up a phone meeting and
like a small resume.
Yeah, a small resume.
They don't probably have much on the resume.
Right. Sometimes
you'd be surprised. Madeline's resume right now, she's 8 years old. It's bigger than mine.
You know, I mean, she's professional. I'm talking about somebody that's new in the game.
Right.
Well, that's what I think Marty was talking about, too.
I know she's.
Yeah, the other agent that calls in and casting director, that a lot of people will end up, you know, if it's just a child or a baby, you have your birthday and your basic stats
things, yes,
as well. So that's really cool. It
helps to get them started in the business and in the right direction. You know?
Right. Yes. Now, what happens if they're out of state and you're in Baltimore? What do you do? I mean, if they say, hey, I can, because you're near Washington, D.C. Now, I have a friend actually. Pam's watching me live. Also, let me get Pam Prevett to call in. Pam, call me at 727-441-3000. She's got a show called pageantlive.com. Mm-hmm. And hopefully maybe she'll call in and talk to you for a second. But she's in that Washington, Baltimore area and has a lot of ladies and girls. Are you in the pageant world at all yourself with children?
We're not in the pageant world, but so many of our kids are in the pageants. I mean, you know, we... Mm-hmm. We welcome it. I just haven't did anything, you know, with it at all. We looked at doing something last year, you know, but we may bring that to fruition in 2017. But as of right now, we haven't did anything with pageantry at all. But a lot of our kids are definitely in pageant. Yeah.
Well, I'll connect you with Pam, pageantlive.com on my Facebook as well, so you guys can connect in that area. But again, what happens if somebody is from Florida? You know, because we're station based is Florida, but we're seen on the worldwide net everywhere around the world. And they say, you know what, I will make it to Washington. Do they have to be in the area for an audition, or how does that work for your agency?
No, they don't have to be from the Baltimore area. They can be from anywhere in the United States. They actually can be from anywhere in the world. We represent talent all over the world.
Oh, yeah, and I've seen you guys pop up on other casting sites, such as kidcasting.com and stuff like that.
Yes.
So they're huge. These guys are huge.
Because I know we were talking with another agent about, you know, video, you know, audition and video, you know, your video to send in. Your video. So how does that work if somebody is from Florida and they want an agent in Baltimore area? And you just send it out through the video or, you know, the casting? How does that work for you? And if they maybe get the job off of, like, is there still, you know, that opportunity for them? Do they have to drive up there or?
No, just like I did. I did it all online and over the phone, and I live here in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And really, they try to tailor it for, you know, Brittany sends me stuff that's going on in Florida a lot.
Oh, really?
And
okay.
Like South Carolina, a little bit of stuff in Atlanta.
Okay.
You know, so they try to tailor it for each client for where they're in what area they're in, you know. But they also know that we go to New York and other places too. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Well, how did that work? Did she get booked for something that you had to go to the audition, or were you booked off of a video to go there? That's what I'm trying to find out.
There's just a combination of things. It just really depends on what the director wants. Mm-hmm. Right, Ty?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
You know, we get all the information that the parent, you know, we work with the parents to get photos, videos, their resume. And sometimes, like we were talking about before, a lot of times the kids don't have anything. So we're a great base for kids that have never been in anything, because we help them to, you know, to build that resume and to start it, you know, and that's what we do. We take all that information and we submit it to the casting directors within their area. So we customize it to them, you know.
Okay. Okay. That's cool. There's so much had changed, you know, with everything now, internet and, you know, I mean, I used to work in an agency that we'd have to pull photos back in the file cabinets.
Yeah, that's back in the old days. Casting come up like for Miami or Orlando or something like that, and I'll get an email from them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that is really cool. Okay, what is the oldest age that you have that you can take for your agency?
Or a little kid?
No, older than 16, older than 20. Adults.
We actually don't put a cap on it.
Okay.
We right. put a cap on, you know, the age, because the industry is so, you know, it varies from location to location. So we don't want to say, you know, we're only taking up to 65, you know, because then we may see something for those that are like 78 to 80, honestly. And we've seen that and we've had requests for that.
Okay, that's going to go my co-host right there. She's gorgeous. She's a Miss Florida diva. She is in her 80s. She doesn't look like it. Her background is major theater. So, Yvonne, let's get you an agent.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, what does she all angels.
Yeah, what does she need to do?
All she has to do is contact us. We'll get her in contact with Brittany, Brittany okay. Carter, and Brittany will start the process of getting her into the Angels Nation. And from there, we'll start booking for her. You know,
okay.
the difference with the Angels Nation, though, we just recently converted over to exclusive talent only for those that are 16 and older.
Right.
And the main reason for that is we want to be able to concentrate just on those individuals that are, you know, adults. And this way we can give them more attention. We can work harder for them. And we don't have to worry about outside agencies competing with, you know, their time and their scheduling. Because we ran into that a lot. And we had a lot of things that, you know, we would accept from casting directors. But then the talent was getting double booked.
I have another question. I have Peter Blake. He's our sports web, Peter. And he does have a manager, but, you know, this is an agent in Baltimore. Do you ever get where you need hosts for sports or any movies or commercials for sports? Say hi to Ty, Peter.
Hey, how you going? How you doing, Ty? What's going on? This is Peter Blake on the Sports Web, the only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5. The Sports Web, bring your passion, bring your excitement, just don't bring any nonsense. I'm Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
He just auditioned for you, Ty.
He's got a great voice, right?
Yes, he has.
He's got a great voice.
Yes.
What advice can you give Peter?
For advice, I would say just make sure that you're known. You know, you got a great presence. So, you know, just get yourself in front of the right person. If you don't have an agent, you know, just make sure you're putting yourself out on the internet in a very positive way. Because the internet, to us, we look at it this way. Facebook, you know, Twitter and all those other things, they're tools, and they're great tools when you apply them in the right way.
Oh, yeah,
that's true.
So can Peter sign with your agency as well?
He definitely could. We're actually looking for people to join. We have a new thing that's going to be starting in 2017. We're creating our own radio station.
So
we're looking for great talent to work with. And, you know, and the reason we're doing a radio station is because we want to have another platform that our talent can express themselves in.
Well, I have an offer for you on Tan Talk Radio. We can still do that with you here. You can be a part of five stations. We're going to do a conference call with the owner tomorrow. If that's something you want to do, I can help you and open the door of opportunity for you. Plus, you can Skype a show in anywhere around the United States. Right, Peter?
Absolutely. TanTalkNetwork.com, TanTalk1340.com. And, of course, if you have one of those handy-dandy smartphones, make sure you download the TuneIn Radio app. Look for the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear this show along with all the fine shows on this radio station.
That's right. And two FM stations, Ty, as well. So that's super exciting.
That would be great.
Yeah, there we go. Lola, if you're listening, I got another one for you. I just pulled out a Marlin.
That's wonderful. And Ty, you guys have been such a great help, too, in bringing some of your models to Mad's Fashion Fundraiser for February of this year. I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Madeline is a special young lady. You know, Brittany does a lot of this stuff, and, you know, usually I'm behind the scenes. So I get to really pay attention at the growth that the kids are going through and see. And she has a presence about her. So I know when she gets older, she's going to do a lot of things. I mean, she's just like one of those kids that are very special. Like when you get around them, you can tell that she just enlivens the room.
Oh, yeah. Her energy is amazing if you met her in person. And she's got a lot of friends. And she's very passionate about what she does. And she gets invited to a lot. So I'm very proud of her. And she's still such a humble young lady. So.
Yes. Yes. I can, you know, I get that sense about her, you know, just from the things that I watch her do. And, you know, she's. My hat's off to her.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Ty.
Well, Ty, hold on. I'm going to have to let you borrow headsets real quick. Now, I have a gal here. She's my top reporter. And she's now what? You're 18?
I'll be 18 in March.
18. And so she's been started with me. How many years have you been with me?
Since I was 9 or 10 years old.
Wow. And she's on every red carpet, Ty. She's interviewing film directors. But here's the cool thing. She's an actress, and she's in so many films. I mean, she just got more offers, her mom's telling me. And how can Alexia, here's another agent, thanks to Ellen. And this is Ty. Say hi to Ty. What would you like to ask him?
Hi, Mr. Ty. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So I was hearing a little bit about the age ranges that you have. I think you said under 16. I didn't have my headsets on. But I'm be 18 in March. Now, do you have 18-year-olds working for you? Do you know any agents that are like yourself that I could probably get in contact with that are from my age range?
Yep. We actually have an adult division, which is 16 and over. So, you know, you would fit perfectly within that. But like I was saying to everyone, we are exclusive when it comes to our talent that is 16 and over.
All right.
And we also, you know, I just want to throw this out there too, is when it comes to the Little Angels, that's also a great place that we can recruit models for our adult division, 16 and over. And, you know, what we do is we look at the growth of the kids, and we've already crossed over a few kids already. Mm. We even signed to an adult contract, you know, with the parent also. Our youngest is 14.
Wow.
And, you know, she's exclusive with us, and, you know, she does dance. She does a lot of things, and she's actually right there in Florida. She's out of Miami.
Right.
Yeah, I wanted Alexia to tell you what she's been doing in some of her roles. Tell Ty what you've been doing.
Well, I've been recently cast for a starring role in a new movie coming up that's based off a book called In Love with the Other Man. I'm going to be start filming that. I also have an animated movie that I'm going to be one of the voice stars for a voiceover film, for a short animated film. I'm also working, helping with the movie called Candy Cane Killer. I was in the movie as one of the victims, and also I'm helping a lot with behind the scenes with crew and everything. So not only do I act, but I also learn behind the scenes along with my mom and my sister. We all learn together, and I've been doing that for quite a while. And I also just finished a comedy movie for the first time. I did a comedy role for Dead Con, which was really exciting. I finished that, I think, back in October. And I have a few auditions coming up, and I also work with music. I have original music coming out as well. So I act, I report, I sing, and I do a little bit of modeling. So that's basically my background in explaining myself in a short term.
Right? Wow. So you have a great resume.
Doing a whole lot.
Yes, sir. I have been doing it for a little bit. I've always wanted to act since I was about 6 years old. But I officially started in the Central Florida area when I was about 8 or 9 years old. So it's a passion of mine that I hope to be continuing to do until I can't do it no more.
Okay.
That's never.
Ty, I'm going to have you hold for a second. We've been trying to get this lady on for the last half hour, and she's been casting a huge thing. Hold on 1 second, Ty. And Lori, are you on?
Yes. Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Oh, no problem. I said, you know, I want Lori on. I'm like announcing you, and I know that I got a text saying that you were working on some big Disney casting. And so, Lori, tell everybody, now you're in Orlando, and you're an agent casting director. What exactly your background?
No, it's actually, we run Vintage South Productions, which is a casting and development company. So we're a casting company, and we also develop for new shows for networks. So we run the gamut. And actually, Jen is on with us as well.
Oh, very cool. Okay, yeah. Very cool. Well, we're super excited. I know I put the casting out to so many people. And you were. Are you still accepting, you know, that casting for Disney?
You know, we close it today, but we're always accepting them because we do several projects with them. So it's always great to have great new faces and people that are excited to do something for Disney. So we would never, you know, we'd love to get submissions in.
Okay. And real quick, I have a guy, actually a gentleman that is from Baltimore. Say hi to Lori. He's another agent out in Baltimore. Say hi to Lori in Orlando.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Hi, I'm a little bit warmer than you, I think. But
yes. I'm jealous.
So, Ty, I'm going to hook the two of you up as well and let you know afterwards on the show so you can get in touch with Lori in Orlando.
Yes.
All right. So, Ty, hold on the line yet. And now, Lori, tell us about your opportunity for talent and what ages you're looking for.
Well, we are always looking for all ages, and families are a big thing, too. And we do a lot of different things. I mean, anything from your Disney families and people that love to do that. And also, we like to develop shows for networks. So sometimes networks call us and they say, and because we're from Florida, I mean, we go all over, but we love to really highlight our Florida talent as well. So, you know, we like to find those subcultures or those businesses that are very unique that we can get an inside look to show the network. And they're like, oh, my gosh, I didn't even know that existed. You know, that kind of thing.
Wow.
So we're always out looking. And so really, we really like interesting and different and unique, I think, is the way we say it. Is that correct, Jen? Is that what you'd say?
Well, are you looking? Okay, so somebody has a show idea or they have a show. Are you also product development for that as well?
Yes, we are. However, we work it a little bit different. Really, we don't accept when people have concepts for shows. That becomes a little bit difficult for us. But if you have somebody that has a unique, fun business or has a unique subculture that they're a part of, those are people that we want definitely to get in touch with us. We'd love to find out the new things that are going on, the new family businesses or anything that's unique. We love to hear about that. We really love to find those people that are actually doing it. Not necessarily just a concept.
Well, you know, that's what we were talking about with our station owner. We had one is my show. We want to take it because we're live on the internet. We bring in people like you, and nobody knows about, you know, Hollywood Connections. I mean, they do, you know, that are driving. But, you know, we want this worldwide known that people can be connected all over the United States to help their careers. Is that something that we could pitch over to you and talk to you in Orlando?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that any time, like, that's a perfect example of you're doing it and you feel like it would make a great show and you already have the personalities, you already have the people surrounding it. So that's absolutely something that that we're open to and love to hear about. And what we do is we take it and develop it, and then we make the connection between those businesses or those people in the network.
Awesome. Now, also, too, is another idea. Our station owner, we were having a meeting last week, and Lola, and I said, you know, this station needs to be like WKRP in Cincinnati. You know, Peter, you're laughing. I want to tell you, there are so many unique shows here, Lori and Ty, hold on the line, that, you know, they want to come in, and we have from Misty Wells, the fishing show. We've got the Sports Whip. And to see all of these people coming in with their guests, we have to shoot a pilot, which would be something that would be our next step. And we have some people that with DeadX Radio, Chance and I, some other great people that I've been talking to are coming to the station, Peter, as well. So that might be a thought list that we could do a new WKRP, like in our version of Tan Talk Radio.
Absolutely. And I think one thing that's important for people to know is sometimes they feel like they need a big production crew to come in. And honestly, the way that things have gotten, we really like to get an inside peek. So we tell people, grab your phone, grab whatever, you know, do it yourself. And then we can always see. We can usually generally see the people, the personalities, and we can see if there's a concept there. So we always tell people, don't spend money, don't go crazy, just show us who you are and what the business is about. And generally, that's how a lot of them start.
Well, what do you need? Because I want to introduce another lady that has her show with her daughter in a second. What do you need for somebody to submit for a show as well? Like that? What are you looking like, a DVD or all the concepts if it's on a...
I think a lot of times what we work with now is people will send us, literally they'll upload to Dropbox or they'll send links. It's really super simple. We tell them, you know, again, for us it's all about personality. Let's say if your grandma has a salon, then we want to see those people that make the show. People come to us and the production companies and the networks come to us because talent sells the show. The concept really is the backdrop, and it's all about talent. So if we see those personalities, shoot it on your phone, you know, shoot it with whatever you got and then send the link on over. That's really, you know, just takes a little nugget for us to be able to get started.
That's super exciting. That oh, my good. Gosh. Yvonne, do you have a question good. For Herb?
Well, my daughter is a beautician, and there's so many things that goes on in a shop like that. It's very interesting because you gather like the whole community, and it's real. Sometimes it's just hilarious to be in there.
Right, absolutely, exactly. Yes. And see, those are the things that, you know, we're not in all parts of the world. And one thing to absolutely consider, going back to a point you made before, you know, people are in the New York or L.A. bubble. The reason they come to us is because they're unfamiliar with the people in the world that are here. So we really feel like it's an advantage to be outside that bubble and to be in other parts of the country that maybe people aren't aware of, the fun people or businesses that are there.
Yeah. That's so, so cool. Now, I know I have a lady that's from Orlando as well, and her name is Ellen, and with Madeline and Mommy Show. Say hi to Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I've been listening to this whole conversation and just dying to jump in.
I know. I've been saying, okay, jump in.
Go ahead. I grew up in Chicago, Illinois, in a hair salon, actually. So just listening to you guys talk about, you know, a hair salon show, oh, man, I could tell you guys some stories. I'll tell you that. But I am the owner of the Madeline and Mommy Show, which is an IMDb-rated TV miniseries, and it's shot straight off of my phone. And we're actually nominated for the Christian Film Festival this year, and I am still going strong, currently working on, we're 30 episodes deep, and we have a documentary that's about to come out called Stage Moms and Their Talented Kids.
Oh, sounds good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And my daughter's 8 years old, and she and I have been working with local stars, Ashley Nicole. She's appeared on our show several times. We've had Austin St. John on the show. We've had Tim Proctor on the show. We've had a lot of people on our show. So, and we're continuing to, like I said, we're continuing to grow. And I definitely want to pitch this to the right people. So...
Absolutely. Did you say it's a YouTube series?
It is a YouTube series, but it's also an IMDb rated TV miniseries.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's exactly, like I said, that's exactly where a lot of shows and a lot of personalities come out of. So you're definitely on the right track. And, you know, sidebar, we'd love to
to get our information to you. We're happy to always take a look at things.
That'd be great. Yeah, and I am, like I said, I have been submitting to film festivals. We were nominated this year for the Christian Film Festival. We've been invited to 35 more film festivals for next year. And, yeah, it's a lot of work, but I am just basically shooting it off of my phone and putting it into Movie Maker on my PC at home and editing. I have just awesome. One assistant that helps me, and we use some of my daughter's friends. They're regulars on the show, and that's what we've been doing.
Well, we didn't know that you did that. That's kind of a surprise, you know, especially, and I want to tell you, too, is back to Tan Talk Radio and with Yvonne and I with Hollywood Connections. Yvonne, we've been on the air for a year and a half now.
Yes.
About.
It was a year in August.
Right. So what we do differently, Laurie, is we have reporters worldwide, and so we bring them on the red carpet. So they're interviewing the celebrities, the producers, the casting directors, and that's the advantage of, you know, the Hollywood Connections to help people.
And that's how I met you.
Yeah, exactly.
We met you at the Christian Film Festival.
We were on the red carpet. Yep, 150 film directors there.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing. But Lori, how does somebody get in touch with you? How do they, you know, as talent-wise, what do they need to do? What do they need to submit? You know, and that's a question that we have. Ty, hold on. We'll be with you in a few minutes as well.
Well, I think the easiest and most direct way is you can visit our website at VintageSouthProductions.com, and we're also on Facebook. I believe that's how you and I connected, Dawn.
I did. I saw your casting. I went, oh, my God, who is this beautiful lady? And I wanted to make sure that I gave that out to so many people to let them know. And the casting that you just actually did was really for a Disney project that paid very well.
Yes, and we like those projects.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's great to be, especially, you know, going out to the Florida community and you know, looking for real people. And that's what a lot of these ad agencies want right now. They want real people, people that, you know, that haven't been in other commercials. You know, it's their chance. It's their breaking chance to see if they like it. And like you said, it paid really well.
Right.
So that's what we love to do. And to answer your question, you know, people can go to our website, get us on Facebook, shoot us an email. And basically, the materials to get started is really just a little bit about themselves, maybe a couple pictures, a couple website links to, you know, what they do. And we usually go from there. And we love passionate people who are doing things, you know, that have a show idea based on what they do, whether the TV cameras are rolling or not. And we find that that's a lot of what comes through for the viewers that they love.
Awesome. Can you give your website one more time? I love the nostalgic look of it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, it's VintageSouthProductions.com.
Okay, now I also like to send one of my reporters over to you in the next week when you have a sit down. And this is Alexia. She's in Orlando. She's a top actress, and she does a lot of films. She does a lot of interviewing for me on many red carpets. Alexia, say hi to Lori.
Hi, Miss Lori. I'm Alexia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
I would love to get to meet you. I would love to get together with you because I live in Orlando as well. I live like right next to SeaWorld. So one day we could get in contact, and I'd love to have an in-person interview with you so we can air it on the radio station as well.
That'll be perfect.
In the meantime, I have a quick question for you. Now, I know you were saying how you do castings for Disney all the time for families and all that. Do you do castings for like pairing up for a family, because I do a lot of acting and commercial and print work, but my family, my mom and my sister, they don't like to be on camera. So do you have it where you can pair it up for families?
Right. I've been dealing with that same issue. It's just me and my daughter, and I don't have like
right. Well, and sometimes ad agencies will say, hey, we can put a family together. And sometimes they'll say we want a real family. So it really depends on the client.
Okay.
And the particular, and for whatever reason, sometimes they're adamant about having real families, but sometimes we pair them up too. So yes, there's always opportunities for that as well.
Good. That's great. And when I get in contact with you and maybe possibly get an interview, would it be all right if I brought my headshots and resume for future work?
Absolutely. Of course. We would never turn that down.
Thank you so much. That's great. I look forward to seeing you.
Wow, Lori, that's amazing. Now, Lori and Ty. Now, Ty, do you have a question for Lori?
Do I have a question? No. Actually, I was listening to what she was saying, and, you know, that's amazing. We have a lot of families and models and actors within our network that would be great for, you know, what she's looking for. So I would love to get our information over to her.
Okay, so add Lori Jennings, right, correct, on Facebook. And then do you have a fan page as well, Lori for Talent?
Yes, it's under Vintage South Productions. But we would say, too, that a lot of all of our castings, the best way to know what we're casting for is Facebook. That's the first place. Instagram, Facebook, we put it all out there. The majority of the networking that we do is based off of Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. All of those things are connected. So we always put our postings out there.
You know, and I'm glad you said that because a lot of people say, oh, I'm not on Facebook. I haven't been active for a while. I'm not doing this. I said, do you know how many agents and casting directors and producers are putting things up on their Facebook just for casting for social media?
Social media is a huge business tool right now.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely.
I agree. Well, Lori, we want to thank you so much. Any other words of wisdom that you'd like to say? Any last words?
I just want to say, if people keep telling you you should be on TV or what you do is interesting and you think it's boring, you should give us a call because you'd be surprised. I mean, I just really find that when people are telling people they should do something, they should really look into it.
They really should look into it.
I agree. And I'm going to be in touch with you, Miss Lori. So,
yes.
Well, I'll look forward to that.
And Alexis, too.
Yep. And me and Yvonne are going to send you a ton of shows. We are like podcasted as well as internet and whatever you need. We're excited. And Peter, sports show. There you go. Say hi to Lori.
How you doing, Lori? I'm Peter Blake.
Hi, good. How are you?
Doing good.
And Peter has his own sports show. So do you ever use sportscasters or any type of sports people in your movies or commercials or anything that you have seen?
Well, yeah, and especially sports, they're always asking us. A lot of times, you know, sports celebrities are big, too, you know, especially being so close to Miami or the Orlando and that kind of thing. So there are some sports-themed things that people will call us. And unfortunately, I am not a very good sports person, so I may need your help there.
All right, sounds good. Well, you know, I'm the host of the only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5, the Sports Web. Bring your passion, bring your excitement, just don't bring any nonsense.
I'll tell you, if I was an agent, I would cast him in some voiceovers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That's true.
Thank you.
Well, Lori, we want to thank you so much for calling in, and thank you. Merry Christmas to you, and I'd love to invite you to the station as soon as possible.
Oh, wonderful.
I'd like you to come here.
Bye.
How about
it? Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. We'll get her here the next week. And then also, Ty, we have about 1 minute left. Any last words of your website and, you know, the agency again that you're with?
Sure. I'm with Little Angels. And we are looking for, you know, the brightest and the best stars of tomorrow. So if your kids are looking to get started or you think they're the most adorable people in the world, contact us. Little Angels Nation. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on everything. I mean, you type us in, you can't miss us.
Very cool. Well, it's been very knowledgeable here at the station, thanks to Ellen as well. And this is Hollywood Connections, and this is what it's about, everybody. Yes. Mm-hmm. What you just heard is for real.
I'm so thankful that you called in tonight, Ty.
Me too.
Yes, me too. We all are.
Me too. So we're going to end up with actually Yvonne's favorite ending song. We have about a minute and a half. Ty, thank you for calling.
Happy holidays, Ty.
We're going to the next hour, and we have some VIP guests calling in from Las Vegas and some great Christmas songs that they have produced as well, Yvonne. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. HollywoodConnections.biz. Okay, I got a big.
But she forgot her medication. And she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandpa.